Welcome to our new series of parenting tips for parents of teenagers. Becoming a parent of a teenager is a whole new experience, exhilarating in many ways as we watch our children become young adults. But let's be honest, it can also be a shock to the system. What happened to that cuddly, cooperative, caring child? Now they're often moody, uncommunicative, and completely self-absorbed. Despite the very best of beginnings, the teenage years can be unsteady. There's a great phrase: frustration is the gap between reality and expectation. It's vital that we have realistic expectations, otherwise we're destined to daily frustration. So I think an important starting point is a really brief review of the world of a teenager. In Hebrew, the divine language, words are expressive of the essence of the item. And the word for an adolescent is na'ar, which also means shaken up. It's a very accurate term because this stage of life is literally one of turbulence, and that comes with the territory. Firstly, our teenager is going through enormous changes, both physical and emotional, and we really cannot underestimate the impact of those changes. Secondly, the pressures of secondary school are much more extreme than those of primary school. And thirdly, as our children become older, there's a gradual realization that parents don't know everything. This began for me as a parent when my children reached the age of probably 7 or so. And believe it or not, I struggled with some of their maths homework. In the adolescent years, this means that the focus of influence moves from parents to peers. This can be productive, but it is also extremely pressurized. This is particularly true in our world of technology, with which our children have grown up. Who do we go to when we're struggling to program our phone or we have a problem with the computer? Our teenager. The subliminal message to them is that parents are nowhere near as up to date with the world around them as their peers. Let's quote Israeli psychologist Chaim Ginot about this stage of parenting. As parents, our need is to be needed. As teenagers, they need not to need us. This conflict is real. We experience it daily. As we help those whom we love become independent of us, this can be our finest hour. Our child is caught between the wannabe adult and the struggling child. Between the I'm not a baby anymore to will you come with me to the dentist? And it's absolutely critical that we understand this struggle. The good news is it doesn't last forever. And if we handle our adolescence with wisdom, we will literally cement a relationship that will last for life. But the challenging news is there are also no quick fixes. We need a brand new set of tools to do well. And please God, we will explore these skills as we go along. But for this week, may I suggest that we try just one exercise. At times, we all get ourselves caught up in what might be termed the inevitable, unproductive cycle. We know that what we are about to say will end in conflict of some sort, and yet we cannot hold ourselves back from saying it anyway. Example: your child has homework for the next day, yet they are relaxing with the screen. We know that we can't force them to do their homework, yet we open our mouths and articulate the words, "Shouldn't you be doing your homework now? You've been on that for hours." The reaction is often immediate, defensive, and then attacking. And the cycle continues, ending in conflict and a completely unproductive result. Looking back on the situation, we see with hindsight that this was an entirely predictable outcome. And yet, we went for it anyway. Now, I'm not suggesting that we have no right to say anything. Indeed, we have both a right and a responsibility. But we're going to have to find a methodology that is going to work, not repeat one that rarely does. So here's our first exercise. Choose two occasions in the week ahead to hold back and avoid the inevitable cycle. That's the first stage in a more productive encounter. More to follow. Have a great week.